AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon is welcoming implementation of the nuclear deal between Iran, the U.S., and five other major powers as a, quote, significant milestone. He says the UN certification Saturday that Iran has met all of its commitments under last summer's deal reflects a good faith effort by all parties. Now that Iran's compliance has been certified, AP correspondent Mark Smith reports President Obama has acted to lift sanctions against Iran.
The president's actions not only unfreeze assets and remove restrictions on Iran's banking and energy sectors, they suspend measures targeting some 400 individual Iranians thought to be involved with the nuclear program or other illicit activities. However, officials stress some 200 other Iranians remain on the sanctions list because of involvement with terrorism, human rights abuses, or other activities.
Four Americans released by Iran under a negotiated prisoner exchange are still in that country, as arrangements were made to get them out. As part of the swap, Washington will release seven Iranians in U.S. custody. GOP presidential candidates welcome the swap, but some still have some questions.
Like several of the other GOP candidates, Ted Cruz said their release took too long, and he worries about the specifics of the swap.
It's a piece of propaganda for both Iran and the Obama administration.
Donald Trump said the deal is lopsided in favor of Iran.
We give them $150 billion. We give them essentially 22 people. But these are people that really did have problems. And we're getting back four people that didn't do anything wrong.
And he claimed to have had something to do with their release, telling the South Carolina Tea Party Coalition Convention he's been hammering the administration on the issue. Jerry Bodlander, Myrtle Beach, South Carolina.
This is AP Radio News. A pedestrian was struck Saturday by a tour bus in San Francisco and crushed to death beneath its wheels. Frank Zarek told KGO-TV he saw the horrible accident.
Based on the light, the pedestrian was walking on a red light. I'm not sure if he entered the intersection on a green light or not. As the bus kept going, I saw the guy stuck under the bus being dragged for a few feet. I'm yelling, hey, stop, stop, stop.
Zarek says the bus driver's face was also seen after the accident.
He looked kind of shocked. I don't think he knew what happened even.
Police are trying to determine who was at fault. An Afghan official says at least 11 people have been killed and 13 others wounded in a suicide attack at the home of a prominent politician in the increasingly volatile eastern city of Jalalabad. An American missionary from Cooper City, Florida, is among the 28 people, mostly foreigners, who were killed by militants in the capital of Burkina Faso. I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.